Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple Music is rolling out a new personalized radio station called Discover. This new Discover station is basically an endless station of music that is algorithmically based on your music taste. So this means it will only play music that is new to you, from both familiar and unfamiliar artists you are likely to love based on your past listening history. This is different than the personalized radio station Apple Music has offered for years, which plays a combination of things you've listened to in the past, combined with new music that it thinks you will like. Again, the new Discovery station won't play anything you've listened to before. Instead, the goal is to help you find new music that's completely new to you. The new Discover station in Apple Music is rolling out now. You can find it by heading to the Listen Now tab and scrolling down and finding Stations for You. In other news today, Disney has announced that it's shaking up its portfolio of streaming services starting next month. First and foremost, Disney has announced that it plans to raise the prices of ad-free Hulu and Disney Plus. So the ad-free version of Disney Plus will now cost $14 per month, up from $11 per month, while the ad-free version of Hulu will now cost $18 a month, which is up from $15. But Disney has also announced that it will offer a bundle of Hulu and Disney Plus, both without ads, for $20 a month, which will launch in the United States on September 6th. The price increases for Disney Plus and Hulu will go into effect on October 12th. Disney also announced that Hulu with live TV will see a price increase of $7 for both plans, while ESPN pricing will rise from $10 a month to $11 a month. But also, Disney announced that it will soon start cracking down on password sharing for Disney Plus and Hulu, similar to what Netflix implemented in the United States back in March. CEO Bob Iger said the company is actively exploring ways to address account sharing and said that the company will make changes to its subscriber agreements and terms starting later this year. One thing he did, however, point out is that technical implementations to block password sharing aren't likely to go into effect until 2024. Iger didn't exactly say how many Disney Plus and Hulu accounts are being shared outside of individual households, but he said the number is significant. These changes to Disney Plus and Hulu come as Disney continues its attempts to turn Disney Plus into a profitable streaming service, something so far it's failed to do. Notably, when Netflix implemented its password sharing crackdown, it said that it led to a notable increase in subscribers and revenue, helping offset its loss in other departments. Running out today, as has been reported many times, the iPhone 15 Pro is expected to be equipped with a new A17 Bionic processor manufactured with a 3-nanometer fabrication process. A new rumor this week sheds further light on what to expect from iPhone 15 Pro specs, including details on the amount of RAM. The rumor says the A17 Bionic will feature a 6-core CPU and a 6-core GPU. The current A16 Bionic chip features a 6-core CPU and a 5-core GPU, so that's an increase of one GPU core for iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. Additionally, the A17 Bionic's CPU will reportedly feature a maximum clock speed of 3.7 GHz, an increase from 3.46 GHz of the A16 Bionic. The rumor also says that the A17 Bionic chip will be paired with 6 GB of RAM, which is the same as the A16, which counteracts earlier stories which suggested the iPhone 15 Pro would feature an upgraded 8 GB of RAM. And finally, as expected, the A17 Bionic chip will only be used in the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. The iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus will use last year's A16 chip, which is currently what's used in the iPhone 14 Pro. The combination of the increased maximum clock speed, the extra GPU core, and the new 3-nanometer fabrication process for the A17 Bionic should make for a notable improvement to performance and efficiency for the iPhone 15 Pro. The question, of course, is the balance that Apple strikes between efficiency and performance, and whether it wants to lean in to more battery, more performance, or a combination of both. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And once again, we'll be back on Monday for a new week of 9to5Mac Daily.